let's talk about someone who I am very worried about, and that's Pete Hegseth. Now, Pete Hegseth has been a Fox News commentator for years, 8 years or so, 9 years, I don't know. Pete Hegseth is on the good side. He's a veteran, so we honor him for his military service. That's for sure. He's a veteran, and one really nice thing about him is that he's an anti-woke military guy. So if you put him in charge of the Pentagon and the DOD, then he's going to go in there and clean house. He's going to clean out the woke, which I think is a great idea. So I 100% support that. Let's get the LGBT letter crowd, Q++++-, get that focus out of the military. We don't need cross-dressing. Get that Levine character clown out of there, for God's sake. I don't want to see any cross-dressers lecturing us in military uniforms with, you know, medals and ribbons on their chest, wearing a wig and a push-up bra and high heels when it's a man. It's just freaking stupid, okay? It's a clown show. It makes America's military look retarded. The whole world is laughing at America's military right now. And Pete Hegseth, he would reverse that, at least that aspect of it. Because Hegseth himself, he's a very masculine guy. And he believes in family values. He believes in protecting children and protecting families and protecting America. He believes in all those things. So I think that's great. Get in there, fire like 5,000 of the most woke morons throughout the whole Pentagon. And also, by the way, that'll stop naval ships from running into each other when you get the woke out and you put competent people in charge. Or what was it? Was it the New Zealand Navy? They had a lesbian commander there who ran the ship aground, and I think it sank. It's like, oops, there goes your ship. Yeah, not good. So those are the good parts of Hegseth. The things that concern me about Hegseth is, number one, and I've got some videos here. I'll bring the receipts. We'll play some of this. He is an all-out Zionist, and he believes that we should be bombing the smithereens out of Iran. And he thinks that America, we should all be Zionists. We should support Zionists. He says that he can't wait for his children to fight for Israel, which I guess means they're going to die for Israel, you know, if Israel even lasts that long. Hegseth is a warmonger. He is not a man of peace. He is a man of war, and he's a full-blown Zionist. He wants America to go to war with Iran, which means we would be in a nuclear war with Russia pretty quickly after that. So this guy, he is like, as much as he's pro-America and pro-family values, he's also, militarily speaking, he's like an angel of death. And he's got crazy tattoos. These are like Christian crusader tattoos, but some of them, like he's got Hebrew words tattooed, but he's got this one tattoo. I mean, the dude is he's all tatted up. He's got this one tattoo on his arm. It's a cross and a sword, and it references a Bible verse, Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Now that verse says the following. Pay attention, because this when you get this tattooed on your arm, this means you believe this. Okay, like, this is your motto. You start tattooing stuff on your arms, like Bible verses, that means those verses resonate with you, obviously. Here's what that verse says, quote, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." In other words, he's not the peacemaker. I mean, his tattoos say it. His words say it. And he was supported, I mean, he used to run around with Bush. He used to run around with McCain. He runs this globalist-funded, Adelson-funded, Zionist-funded nonprofit, something like Soldiers for Freedom. I forgot the exact name. Veterans for Freedom, I think that's it. And it's all about war in the Middle East. But here's the thing. That Bible verse, Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, there's more to that verse than what I just read. It doesn't end with, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Here's the rest of that verse. Quote, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. Wow, that's creepy. So what Hegseth is citing is a Bible verse that talks about a house at war with itself, which would be America at war with America, which is exactly what the Zionists want. The Zionists want to criminalize free speech in America, and they want to deploy the military, which Hegseth would control as the Secretary of Defense, to round up and exterminate Americans that speak out against Israel. This is a crusade. It's a Zionist crusade against Christians and truth tellers in America. That is what that Bible verse actually refers to, at least in my analysis. He's talking about setting a house into war against itself. He's talking about, quote, a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He's loyal to Israel, not to the United States. And just to prove that, let's watch some of his videos. This should be fun. So here we go, some Hegseth videos.
And today, Jennifer and I and others had a chance to go see the Western Wall of the Temple Mount, the Western Wall tunnels, so much of the Old City. And as you stand there, you can't help but behold the miracle before you. And it got me thinking about another miracle that I hope all of you don't see too far away. Because 1917 was a miracle, 1948 was a miracle, 1967 was a miracle, 2017, the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital, was a miracle, and there's no reason why the miracle of the reestablishment of the temple on the Temple Mount is not possible.
All right, so we're going to pause it right there. He's talking about biblical end times prophecy. He's talking about the destruction of the dome and the rebuilding of the third temple, which fulfills Israeli or Jewish prophecy that they think this will cause the end times, ultimately the rise of the Antichrist, the final battle of Armageddon, and that Israel will be saved by God. And by the way, remember that Judaism doesn't recognize the existence of Christ. So all those Christians in America that are supporting Israel and just the religion of Judaism and believing in its end times prophecies, they are rejecting Christ. So it's a giant scam that the Zionists have convinced Christians or evangelical Christians to support Israel when Israel despises Christ, by the way, the teachings of Christ, the very existence of Christ. But what you just watched there, and we'll play more, that shows you that Hegseth, that's a very odd name. I'm going to have to get used to that one. Hegseth, maybe it's Hegseth, I don't know, but Hegseth, he believes in these religious end times prophecies that Israel has been pushing. And remember, in order to get to that, they have to start a world war. They have to invoke Armageddon. That's what Hegseth wants to do as the Secretary of Defense. He wants to start Armageddon. And how does he plan to do that? No doubt, he wants to attack Iran. Yeah. So let's listen to what else he says. By the way, notice he's speaking at some King David Jerusalem event of some kind, the King David Hotel event. Right. So, you know, let's just hear what else he has to say.
And a step in that process, a step in every process, is the recognition that facts and activities on the ground truly matter. And that's why going and visiting Judea and Samaria, understanding that sovereignty, the very sovereignty of Israeli soil, Israeli cities, locations, is a critical next step to showing the world that this is the land for Jews and the land of Israel. And I believe, as was mentioned, he said you need to buy the ticket Don't just wish for 40 years to win the lottery, buy the ticket. I would submit to you, in light of the support you have in Washington, D.C., the support you have amongst patriotic Americans, amongst evangelical Christians, amongst believers, amongst Republicans, even amongst some Democrats who can barely say it anymore in Washington, buy the ticket, take your action, do what needs to be done here in Israel, because I truly believe this is a moment where America will have your back.
So we'll pause it there. What he says when he's saying do what needs to be done, he's saying continue the ethnic cleansing and the extermination of Palestinians. Notice that Hegseth and none of these Zionist picks, none of them believe in the existence of Palestine as a legitimate nation or a region or even an ethnicity of Palestinians. All they believe is the lie that claims God chose Israel to take all this land from all these other people and that Israel therefore has the right to murder all these other people. That's what Hegseth, that's what he believes. And so he says, do what needs to be done. Well, that means shooting children in the head, bombing hospitals, bombing mosques, bombing residential buildings, assaulting even Christian churches in Lebanon, by the way, and there were Christian hospitals in Gaza and Christian churches in Gaza. There are Christians in Gaza. But Hegseth says, do what needs to be done, which means dropping more bombs, committing more genocide. That is who Trump just picked for the Secretary of Defense. Think about that. In essence, this guy is more dangerous than Lord Austin, who's the current Secretary of Defense. Lord Austin, as offensive as he may be in his obedience to the weapons manufacturers, at least he's not some kind of end times accelerationist Zionist zealot. That's what Hegseth is. I still can't get used to his name. Hegseth, like the Dark Lord Sith, I think is. we'll have to come up with a new nickname for this guy, because he just wants to carry out slaughter and blood and war and Armageddon. And his tattoos tell the story, by the way. Now, there's more from Hegseth. Oh, yes, he's going to keep us entertained for quite some time. Listen to him say that we should bomb Iran's energy production facilities, and even, if necessary, he says that we should bomb hospitals and schools and mosques in Iran, okay? So you're going to hear him say this on Fox News. In his own words, all right? This is what he believes. Couldn't possibly be dangerous, could it? Oh, no, but check it out.
Sometimes you have moments, Steve, and I happen to believe that we can't kick the can down the road any longer in trying to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb. They used the killing of Soleimani as an excuse to say, we're scrapping the Iran deal. We all know they were scrapping it anyway. So what better time than now to say, we're starting the clock. You've got a week. You've got X amount of time before we start taking out your energy production facilities. We take out key infrastructure. We take out your missile sites. We take out nuclear developments.
That is
we
not
take out
a popular
capabilities.
Idea.
Or, you know what, take out a Quds headquarters while you're at it, if you want. I understand that's not a popular idea.
But I understand, I've been hearing that we believe that the Iranians are hiding missiles and weapons in some of these cultural sites, churches,
of course they do.
Mosques.
This is what Islamists do. It's what they've done on the battlefield against folks like me and my entire generation. Human shields, using mosques, using hospitals, schools. This is what our enemies do. Now, that doesn't mean we go on and target cultural sites, but what it means is we are clear-eyed about how our enemies use the rules that we write against us. And if we want to defeat them, this is something, having seen it, if we want to defeat them, we have to think smart about how we navigate within these rules without playing in a game that's rigged to help them so that we can't win. If we're going to fight to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb, this regime, then we need to rewrite the rules that are advantageous to us. I don't want to hit cultural sites on purpose, but if you're using one to harbor your most dangerous weapons, then that should be on the target list.
And the president did.
All right, so he just said there that they're going to bomb hospitals and mosques and cultural centers, because they're gonna have to change the rules and just bomb everything. And remember what Israel does. They'll release a 3D animation video and they'll say, well, we believe that there's tunnels under this hospital. And we think there's gold in these tunnels, too. So for some reason, we have to bomb the hospital to bomb the gold. I don't know how that ever made sense, but this is what Israel does. There's tunnels with gold in them, so let's bomb the hospital. And they do. So what Hegseth is saying here is that Israel will always claim that the places they want to bomb have weapons in them. They've done it all throughout Gaza and Lebanon. Heck, they would do it in New York City. If Israel wanted to bomb NYU, they would just say, well, we think there's Hamas in tunnels underneath NYU. We're going to have to bomb the whole campus, level it. And Hegseth would say, amen. You know, we have to get rid of Hamas, so bombs away. You know, that's the attitude of these people. Well, Israel, they just accuse everybody of having bombs or missiles or weapons or ammo or gold, and then that's the justification for bombing those sites, whether it's a hospital, whether it's a mosque, whether it's a church, whether it's a school, a university, apartment buildings, you name it. So Hegseth is all in on that. So in other words, he is admitting on Fox News that he is happy to commit war crimes. He is happy to commit war crimes. And I'm willing to bet if he's confirmed for Secretary of Defense, a year into this, he will be a full-blown war criminal, and he may face arrests or at least indictment by the International Criminal Court. And Trump may as well, by the way, if Trump is complicit in this. And I meant to say that Trump has a very important choice to make in all of this. I'll get to that in more detail, but just in the short version, Trump must either choose between America or Israel. And that will determine the future in so many ways that when I get to describing that, I think you'll see how profound that is. But I want to show you one more video from Hegseth to show you how insane and how dangerous this guy really is. Check this out.
Ainsley, if you open up your Bible, God granted Abraham this land. The 12 tribes of Israel established the constitutional monarchy 1000 BC. King David was their second king and established Jerusalem as the capital. Jews were fighting foreign occupiers for centuries, ultimately maintaining a presence there. But the key aspect, and right now, Palestinians, Arabs, Muslims are trying to erase the Jewish ties to Jerusalem as we speak. I've been there multiple times. They're trying to make it look like Jews were never there. The most important aspect of this is the international community granted sovereignty to the Jews, to the Jewish state, after World War II. And Israel has had to fight defensive war after defensive war with every country coming to crush it ever since then just to exist.
Wow, so many lies there from Hegseth. I mean, just total propaganda and brainwashing. Number one, God did not grant that land to modern-day Israelis. And the verse out of the Bible that most of these brainwashed evangelical Christians are referring to is right out of Genesis chapter 12, in which God promises this land in the Middle East to, well, Abraham. So that verse in which the Lord is talking to Abraham with his younger name, Abram, he says, quote, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So he's talking to Abraham. Well, what are the Abrahamic religions? Who are the offspring of Abraham? Well, the Palestinians. So Islam is an Abrahamic religion, by the way. Islam honors Abraham. Islam even honors the existence of Christ, which Judaism does not. Jews hate Christ. They hate the existence of Christ. Islam honors Christ as a prophet. Islam honors the Virgin Mary. And Islam comes from, ultimately, the lineage goes back to Abraham. So Pete Hegseth is an indoctrinated evangelical Christian Zionist zealot who doesn't even know what the Bible says. And he is he's a false prophet. He's a liar about what's actually in the Bible. The Bible does not promise the land to Israel. And even modern day Israel is not even the same as Israel in the Bible. And almost all of the Israelis in modern day Israel are Europeans. They came from Europe. Netanyahu is Polish. He changed his name to Netanyahu. He's not from the Middle East. He's not Abrahamic. So you've been told a lie. We've all been told a lie about all of this. Modern day Israel, the Israelis are mostly Northern Europeans who invaded the land. And, you know, Hegseth says, well, they had to keep defending themselves. Isn't it funny how every time they, quote, defended themselves, they took more and more land since 1948 until they pushed the Palestinians into an open-air prison called Gaza, and they took most of the West Bank, and now they're trying to take Lebanon, and they have a greater Israel plan to conquer parts of Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Jordan and Lebanon and Syria. And Hegseth would say that's all just self-defense. Israel just has to defend itself, and it just keeps expanding with its defense. He's a liar. He's wrong. That's not defense. That's colonization. That's occupation. Israel is an occupying enemy force in the Middle East. Israel stole the land from the Palestinians, murdered and slaughtered and raped and tortured the Palestinians. Israel is the enemy of the children of Abraham. So when God says that I give this land to the family of Abraham, I bless those who bless you, and I curse him who curses you, that means God curses Hegseth. God curses modern-day Israelis because they are at war with the children of Abraham, who are the Palestinians. You see? Hegseth, he is an antichrist figure in history. He is at war with God, and he thinks, or at least he pretends, that he is serving God. He thinks he's a crusader for God. He's actually an antichrist end times figure who wants to start Armageddon because he's under the illusion that Israel is protected by God, when in reality, modern day Israel is a satanic death cult run by Satanists. And they engage in all the child sacrifice and all the child trafficking and all the child rape and all the bloodletting, all the crazy, insane stuff, all the ritualistic baby murder and abortions. That characterizes modern day Israel. It is a satanic death cult. And Hegseth here, he's all in with that. He fully supports the satanic death cult that is modern day Israel. And he even cites the Bible as he supports the synagogue of Satan. Think about that. So Hegseth, he's dangerous in a way that we haven't seen in this position of power before. We've never seen this. Even the radical Marxist leftists and communists, they weren't trying to accelerate end times Armageddon. They were just trying to enslave you, which is bad enough as it is. And I'm very glad that Kamala was defeated in this election, although it's not over. It's not over till Trump is sworn in. But Hegseth here, this guy is dangerous in a religious zealotry kind of way where rationality is gone. And I believe he would support the use of nuclear weapons to provoke Armageddon, thinking that he's on the side of God when he's actually serving Satan and the death wishes of Satan. That's the danger of how the Zionists who do serve Satan, remember the flag of Israel, it's emblazoned with the so-called Star of David. The Star of David it's not a symbol out of the Bible. The Star of David is actually not the Star of David, that's the Star of Remphan, who is a false idol. And in the Bible, this is even mentioned as something that is evil and wicked to worship this false idol and worship the false god of Remphan. I cover this in my Bible sermons, by the way. The Star of David is a symbol of Satanism. And so anyone supporting modern-day Israel is actually supporting the synagogue of Satan. I've covered these in my sermons. Listen to my sermon number 92, which cites Acts chapter 7, The title is God Condemns Israel as the Tabernacle of Moloch that murdered Jesus and worships Remphan. Yeah, listen to sermon number 92 or sermon number 91. Peter and the apostles resist Jewish threats and preach Jesus to the very people who murdered him. Yeah. You want to know the truth? Read the Bible. Don't listen to end times lunatics like Hedgesith here, who clearly either hasn't read the Bible or has completely misread it and yet is trying to cite it to justify his end times Armageddon dreams or whatever wickedness he has in mind. So, God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Support us, healthrangerstore.com/Black Friday. Take care. Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana Crunchy Munchie that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, Anatto Vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this. And we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.